Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your Financial Services Online News Wrap for Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Let's dive straight into our top stories with some news that's sparking conversation around the country. Australian university graduates are grappling with their financial futures as the indexation rate for HS Help debts is set to rise by an alarming 4.7%. This change, kicking in from the 1st of June, is a response to our ongoing inflation and comes at a time when we're also witnessing escalating living costs nationwide. With this adjustment, more than 3 million individuals will see their repayment obligations grow, which has students and graduates alike rethinking their financial strategies. The move has already invited criticisms, with concerns being raised about the future of higher education and the viability of our current financial support systems for students. In the wake of this increase, we'll see financial services like West Rewards Program stepping forward, offering to help subscribers manage their loans in these challenging financial times. Keeping our eyes firmly on the money, the Fair Work Commission is expected to announce a significant decision that could potentially lead to a rise in the minimum wage. With inflation and cost of living pressures running high, the increase in wages could set a precedence that's going to greatly impact Australians' financial well-being and the nation's economy. The government is keen to avoid any decline in real wages, especially considering the annual inflation rise of 4.1%. Employer groups and unions are divided over the proposed wage hike, with talks of a modest 2.8% raise facing off against the demand for a 5% increase. Moving into the insurance sphere, we see that IAG, one of our largest insurance providers, is caught in some strong winds. Slated to stand against an impending class action from Slater and Gordon, the company allegedly offered deceptive loyalty discounts on home and contents insurance renewals under the RACV, SGIO, and SGIC labels, impacting over 1 million policyholders. If found guilty, this class action could see financial compensation in the millions for affected customers. Furthermore, IAG has also been reprimanded by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFE, for mismanagement of a flood damage claim. The driver, who had taken out a policy 6 days prior to the incident, won a reassessment of his rejected claim and a compensation following AFCA's intervention. This news serves a sharp reminder that it always pays to stay informed and involved with matters that directly impact your financial well-being. That's all we have for today's news wrap. So on behalf of Financial Services Online, thank you for sticking with us. For more information and resources, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until we meet again, stay financially informed, Australia.